Welcome, welcome back to another episode of Uploaded and Unfiltered, the podcast in which I, your host Jermaine, interviews another content creator in regards to their journey thus far. Today is a weird episode. It's probably going to be a shorter episode than normal. I'm going to tell you about the night I had and the struggle I had to overcome to actually get this podcast out. But before we get into that, I just wanted to thank each and every one of you who are listening, who have shared the podcast, past guests. It's truly been an honor to not only host this podcast, but to have it thrive and grow as it's been doing so far. It's been fun. This is one of my favorite projects I've ever worked on. I have so many more ideas, so many more things I want to pour into it. One of those things is actually getting in front of a live audience and doing an episode of the podcast, which will happen because I just turned in my application for TwitchCon 2024 to do a community panel. Be myself, Sham Bam, Thank You Ma'am, and Basu Versus doing an episode of Uploaded and Unfiltered, hopefully in front of a live studio audience. let me stop playing. Not hopefully. That shit is happening. I turned in my application today. I believe we find out the middle of May if we get it or not. And then at that point, we'll get tickets. And we just have to worry about airfare and room and board. But back to my challenge with getting episode 41 out. And just the shifts that I've made over the last 2 years that helped me get this episode up, because I know it's up. I know it's live. It's going to be on time. I have like 9 hours before that time comes. So this is what happened. I am in the middle of figuring out a better platform to do the recording of the show. I currently use Podcastle. They are a little too pricey, and there's some features that I wish they had that they just don't. Riverside has pretty much everything that I want, including the ability to live stream to, say, YouTube, Twitch, TikTok, wherever, when I choose to do so. And I do plan on doing some of these episodes live at one point. But so I'm in the middle of evaluating, and I decided to use Riverside tonight. Right now, I'm recording directly into my iPad. I have a Rode NT-USB Mini, USB-C, plugged into my iPad Pro, which is the main brains of my operation. I edit my videos there, make art, Procreate, Canva, edit Ferrite. It's an amazing, if you only get one device to edit, get an iPad. Anyways, so I'm recording directly into the iPad. But a couple hours ago, I recorded a video and audio directly into Riverside. Now, I don't know exactly what happened, but the video came out clean. I fixed my camera, so my video quality is it's looking great. But that audio usually is great. For some reason, I don't know if it was muted. I don't know if I didn't pick the right mic. I don't know if Elgato software decided to shit itself, but it didn't record any audio. Like, at all. Like, the video, watched it, boom, I went to go edit it in Ferrite, I put the audio WAV file in there, and I was like, oh, it's empty. A whole 25 minutes of nothingness. So I was left with a decision. I could either be like, you know what? 9 months is a good run. I can miss 1 week. Like, who cares? But I like streaks, and there is zero reason for me to not record another episode real quick, not put a piece of audio up. Like, I had zero reason. Am I tired? Yeah, a little bit. Do I want to be doing something else? I have a whole amazing Tekken video that I want to put together. I got a new stick that I need to build. I want to record that. I got a new style of shooting my videos that I want to try out. Like, I'm excited as hell for this next project. And I could have started working on that. But no, here I am recording another piece of audio for the podcast because I believe in consistency. And again, I had no reason not to do it. The crazy thing is, in the past, I would have felt a way about the audio not recording. I definitely wouldn't be doing this right now, but I wouldn't have felt this calm as I am now. there would have definitely been a mixed bag of emotions, mostly negative, had I spent time attempting to create content to find out that content didn't get recorded, or I forgot to take the lens cap off or something. Well, you know, those stupid mistakes that you make that just tend to ruin your day. And then when they happen, you're like, well, fuck it, I'm not doing anything else. And you just kind of shut down mentally. Those days don't happen for me anymore. That doesn't happen. Like, yeah, I might get some hiccups during the day and they happen, but I just like, oh man, that sucks. Not even that sucks. I'm like, huh, that's weird. And then I move on about my day, or I move on to the next task, or I fix whatever the problem is. I'm telling you, once you get your mindset correct, once you get your subconscious working with you instead of against you, the things that used to slow me down, the things that used to take me out of content creation mode for like days upon weeks at a time, they don't happen anymore. They're gone. Now I just focus on what I want. Everything, even editing this audio, I look at it with excitement. The streams, I look at it with excitement. The podcast, I look at it with excitement. Being able to come up with a new way to do the thing that I love in a new way, in a new vision, is what keeps me happy. It's what keeps me going. So I said all that to say this. If there's anything that you are striving to achieve, just know, if you ever thought about it, if the idea popped up in your head and you met that idea with wonder and curiosity, then that thing is possible. Anything. I don't give a fuck what it is. If you thought about it, if you're like, man, I want to speak in front of 2 million people, shit's possible. You need to A, believe it. B, envision yourself doing that shit. And C, don't stop until you get it. Don't get to, like, I think the thing that stops most people from achieving their goals is the roadblocks. Because those roadblocks, instead of, imagine you're going down a road and you hit a roadblock. That roadblock could be there for you to, okay, the path is actually this way to the right. So we put this roadblock up so you can stop, think, and move on the right path. If that roadblock wasn't there, you would just go in a straight line. Would you hit your target? Maybe. But you could be taken a long way. You could be taken a way that is way more dangerous. You could be taken a way that costs a lot more money, a lot more emotion, a lot more mental space. Versus if you take the road with the roadblocks and you see the, when I say roadblocks, first thing in your head, you're probably like negative and you think of all the crazy shit that you don't want to happen. But again, shift what that shit means in your head. That roadblock is there for you to learn something, to readjust and keep on the right path. I truly believe that. Like, the things that used to upset me, I look at them and they make me laugh. I'm like, why did I let that upset me? Why didn't I use that to my full advantage? These are the things you think about when you get older, I guess, or when you start thinking for yourself and just wondering, questioning, like, do I need to be this upset? Do I need to be this sad? Do I need to feel this unwanted? No, you don't. It takes a lot of work for some to get there, but you have full control over who you are and how you feel. And I believe the sooner you realize that and the sooner you tap into that, the more blessings will come, the more creations, the more thought-provoking pieces you will make, the more excited you will be for your craft. All right, I think I've said enough. I'm not even going to edit this. This is going to go up straight raw. I'm going to do a little sound, you know, tweaking a little bit. But other than that, this is the audio. I hope it sounds good. And if it doesn't, it's cool. We'll get it right in the next one. If you are out there and you enjoy this content, please share this with your fellow content creators. Hell, show this. You can share this with your loved ones. This is good content. They probably enjoy hearing the things we talk about. Also, get people to subscribe. Apple Music, Spotify, Alexa. Wait, I don't have an Alexa in here. I'm sorry if I set your Alexa off and I said it more than once. I'm done now. But other than that, I appreciate y'all. I am in the middle, almost towards the end of finalizing what I'm going to provide as far as my coaching packages go, as far as my coaching style goes. I am super excited to start helping people walk through some of these stucknesses that stop us as creators from creating. Most of it, if not all of it, is all mindset stuff, all things that our subconscious got wrong. It is reading data incorrectly, and I definitely have the means to fix that. And I need to stop dragging my feet. It's selfish of me to have such a talent and not be utilizing it. So I will correct that. But soon. Other than that, again, appreciate you listening. Thank you. This was going to be a good one. This is way better than the last podcast. I mean, the last podcast I edited, not the last official podcast. Anyways, as always, protect your mental, keep creating content, and I'll talk to you in the next one. Peace.